All right, well, let's get straight into the 4x2 for this morning. What have you got for us for your first review?
Okay, well, first up, well, the two shows I'll be reviewing today were standouts from 2020, but I only got round to them in the last couple of weeks, and both of these, I think, would have featured in my top 10.
Mm.
They are that good. So
great.
First off is a show called The Good Lord Bird. This is an American Showtime production that is available here on Stan, 7 episodes. It's a story of the anti-slavery crusader John Brown, who was a preacher just before the Civil War, very violent, very passionate man, anti-slavery abolitionist. And this follows his path through Kansas up to the disastrous assault on Harper's Ferry in West Virginia. It's a really, really vital show. It's passionate, it's wild, it's crazy, it's darkly funny. And it's all told from the point of view of a fictional character, a young former slave called Henry Shackelford. So he's sort of John Brown character, sort of seen through his eyes and what's going on. Ethan Hawke plays John Brown, and it's a fantastic role. He really tackles with gusto. I learn a lot about that era. So it's informative, but it's wildly entertaining as well.
Amazing. And what platform is that one on?
That's on Stan. You can see it all on Stan. 7 episodes, a limited series, really, really great.
Wow, it sounds fantastic. Love Ethan Hawke as well.
Yeah.
Always in fantastic stuff. He's one of those actors that sort of whatever he does is always great.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of range. He sort of plays all sorts of roles, and this is a great role for him.
Fantastic. Sounds good. Okay, what's next? What's the second review?
Okay, number two is a film that saw over the break, and I think a lot of people did and absolutely loved it, and that's Nomadland. This highly acclaimed film. It's just had a very short release from Boxing Day. It had a two-week release. It's coming back in March in a much wider release in anticipation of the Academy Awards. I think if it's not the favourite for Best Picture, it's certainly in the top two or three contenders.
Wow.
This is a really brilliant film. Directed by Chloe Zhao, whose previous film was The Rider. This tells the story of Frances McDormand plays a woman called Fern, who was working and living in a small town in Nevada, but the plant closed, and then her husband died, and she basically lost her job. So she had to sort of set up the home and go and live like a nomad type existence, taking seasonal work. You know, places like Amazon over Christmas, living in a van. And then she's told of this community in Arizona that meets up once a year with all the other various nomads that have sort of been left behind by society. But they're embracing their own new life, I guess. And there's a real community feel to it. And besides Frances McDormand and David Strathairn, all of the actors in this film are actually the non-actors. They actually are nomads. So gives it an incredibly authentic feel to the film. It's a film full of empathy, full of just honesty, and it's just so beautifully shot. It's just a truly superb film.
Wow, sounds absolutely fantastic. What a combination of things. Sounds right up my alley, actually. That sort of a different setting, an interesting setting, and
yeah,
something with a bit of space, it seems. Frances McDormand, always awesome. And
yeah,
and also, as you say, bringing in real-life people into the story as
definitely.
David Simon did in The Wire and all sorts of different examples like that.
Yeah.
It's fantastic work.
Yeah, no, definitely. And as I said, yeah, it's beautifully shot, so it's just a treat to see it on the big screen. And, yeah, the authenticity and the honesty of this film is startling, and it's just so full of empathy. You're not sort of feeling sorry for these people. You're feeling that they're living their life as best they can, as is the Frances McDormand character. And it's just a beautiful film. And, yeah, if you missed it, it's coming back in March, and I can't recommend it highly enough.
Yeah, right. What number do you reckon, if you had it in your top 10 for last year, Wayne, what number do you reckon it would have gotten to?
I updated, and it was 3.
Number 3, wow.
3, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah. Fantastic. Well, look out for that one. Okay, what's the third review this morning?
Okay, well, this is another TV show I caught up over the break, and I really, really love. It's called Tales from the Loop. Now, this is an 8-part drama series on Prime Video on Amazon. It's sort of loosely described as science fiction, but it's not your typical science fiction. It's set in a small fictional town called Mercer, Ohio. It's sort of set in the 1980s. They never actually specify, but it seems to be. And this town is home to the Mercer Center for Experimental Physics. It's known locally as the Loop. And it's very mysterious. It's all underground. They're sort of doing science and mass experiments. You're not really sure what they're doing. And it's sort of the drama is around the various families in the community, all interwoven stories. And it's very hard to describe it, but there's a lot of mysticism. There's little things that happen. And, I'm probably not describing well because it's sort of the thing you have to see to appreciate. Mm. It's all based on an art book by a Swedish artist called Simon Stålenhag. Had a great vision for it, and that's what it's based on. It's sort of the themes are about aging, grief, human connection. The family's all interweave with each other. There's one story, for example, where they go into like a strange contraption, these two young teenagers, and they go in, and when they come out, their inners have swapped into each other's bodies, and then they're figuring out a way to get back to that. And it's just... it's just beautifully shot. Again, similar to Nomadland, it's full of humanity and honesty. As I said, it's science fiction, but it's a slight difference. You could compare it slightly to Stranger Things in the small American town, but this is a lot different with the you don't have any scary monsters or stuff like that. It's more about just gentle human connection.
Wow, sounds great. And what platform's that one on?
That's on Amazon Prime Video, Tales from the Loop.
Sounds fantastic. All right, what's the final review, your fourth review in your 4x2 back for 2021?
Okay, well, it's a film that I saw and seemingly a lot of people have seen, and that's The Dry, opened on New Year's Day. It's an Australian film, obviously doing extremely well at the box office, which is very encouraging. Mm. This is based on the best-selling novel by Jane Harper. Concerns a small Australian town in the western districts of Victoria. There's been a murder-suicide. A husband and wife are dead and their young son. And then a detective comes up from Melbourne. He's from that town, basically to go to the funeral, but he ends up investigating the crime. There's also a lot of dark secrets in his background, a lot of connection. It's just a beautifully, classically done Australian film. I guess it's a bit of a murder film. It's a suspense. It's a family drama. And I think the strength of it is two things. One, the setting is really beautiful, giving that, as I said, classic Australian setting. And just the way the film is constructed, it's really well put together and keeps you guessing right to the very end. So I think the construction of the film and the placing of the film is what makes it work so well. And seemingly a lot of people are loving it. And I think it's great for the Australian film industry.
Yeah, and it's also good to see Eric Banner back in an Australian film. I can't remember the last time I heard him with an Australian accent on screen.
No, I think it's been a while. Obviously, he's had a lot of success overseas, and I guess that was another reason maybe him to be in it. Does make it easier to sell this film to overseas markets, so that works well. And, he's very good, and a lot of great Australian actors in there. Bruce Spence would probably be the standout. Who's an iconic Australian actor, and he's great in it. And I think it's just a really well-made, well-constructed film that I think is, the Screen Australia can be proud of.
Mm, fantastic. Really good for the Australian film industry, particularly Definitely. In this time. Yeah.
For
right, Wayne, that's all we've got time for this morning. That's your 4x2. It's great to have you back, and I'm really, really looking forward to another 4x2 next week.
Sounds good, Steph. I'll be back next week, hopefully.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Wayne.
See ya.